Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
All I have in these hands and multiply. God, all that I am, and find my heart on the altar again. Set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on, sing.
On Blog Talk Radio, 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of everyday life to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior Jesus Christ. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is dealing with the I in sin. Dealing with the letter I in sin. And our scriptures come from the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23 and Romans chapter 3 verse 10. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. You can call in Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7 a.m., you can still ensure that you do not miss the fire by hearing the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, Feel the Fire. That's FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Finally, you can follow Daily Fire by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Doing so will ensure that the recording is text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and it remains available to you whenever you want to go and listen to that message. So follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write down this information, all of it is available on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. The ability to contact me with your prayer request, to see my itinerary. I will be honored, I didn't even mention that, as one of the 2019 visionary women. So one of the visionary women of 2019 on this Saturday at a annual awards luncheon by Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I'm not a member of Zeta, but their leadership has become aware of me, and it's such a blessing that they've chosen me as one of the 2019 Visionary Women honorees. So I'll be there, and then I'll also be ministering on Sunday at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ. I'll give you more information because we'd love to have you come out and worship with us. Now, you should have those Bibles ready. I'm in the book of Romans, chapter 3, verse 23, and then going to Romans, chapter 3, verse 10. It's kind of in reverse order. Reading from the KJV. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then Romans 3 and 10. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Come on and praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Dealing with the I in sin. Have you ever, been around someone Or have you ever been the type of person who always found an excuse for what you have done? Or been around a person who always blames everyone else for, you know, the sin or the flaws which have occurred in their lives? Someone who doesn't want to take accountability or deal with the letter I in sin. Sin is spelled S-I-N, and it could not have been a greater way to spell it, because the I deals with the fact that in between the S and the N, I was present in the situation. I had some kind of say in the situation about what happened in my life. You know, even in the word situation, there's a letter I. Even in the word circumstances, there's a letter I. Even in the word incident, there's a letter I. You see, in all of those circumstances, in every one of those situations, in every incident, I was present. Glory to God. And because I was present, I meaning not just I, Rossi Williams, but the I being all of you who are listening, because I was present, I have to take on some accountability for what I did, what I said, how I conducted myself. Even in the word rebellion, there's an I. Disobedience, there's an I. So in everything that's contrary or in violation to the word and the will of God, there's an I. And if I refuse, glory, to deal with my own accountability, if I always absolve myself by deflecting onto someone else, even in deflecting, there's an I. How will I then be able to free and empower myself, to liberate myself, if you will, there's an I in liberate, to live in the destiny in which God has ordained for my life? There's even an I in destiny. So just like there's an I in the issue, there's an I in the victory. There's an I in the liberty, and there's an I in the destiny. In the book of Romans chapter 3, in those verses that I read unto you, the Bible lets us know that every person has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. It does not matter how morally good we are or how ethically good we are. We have still fallen short of God's glory, which means we are still required to repent and give our lives to Him. You know, some people are just good people. They're just good-hearted people. They really live in a way that they treat people the way they want to be treated. They just have good hearts. They're not jealous people. They're not envious people. They really want you to do well. They give of their time and other resources to you. They pray for you and they love on you. And you know those people, because those are the people that you reach out to when you're going through a bad time, because you know they're not going to judge you. They're going to listen to what you have to say, and they're going to take you back to the word in a spirit of compassion and meekness. Or when you have accomplished something, they're also the same people you reach out to, because you know that they genuinely want you to succeed. Do you know any people like that in your life? They're great people. But even as great as they are, the Bible tells us in Romans that all have sinned. All have fallen short. We are all in need of the Savior. And in Romans 3 and 10, it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. So outside of giving our lives to Christ, outside of Jesus, outside outside of being saved, we are on our way to hell, even if we are the best people, because all of us have sin. We are born into a sinful nature. We are born into this sinful flesh. We are born, and I taught you this on yesterday in the topic, quitting sin is easier said than done. If you missed that, go to fieldyfire.com and you'll be able to hear it. That Paul said in Romans, you know, I found this law in my members, that even when I desired to do good, evil is always present with me, and that my spirit and my flesh, they war against God's will, because in the flesh dwelleth no good thing. I'm dealing with the I in sin, and I'm asking you today to deal with the I in sin in your life. Even the word life has an I in it. You see everything about you, whether it be good or bad, has that letter I, because it reminds you of your need to be accountable for where you are. Because if you will take responsibility, another I, for what you have done, you will then liberate yourself not to do it anymore. Only you can change your circumstances. Only you can change your situation. Only you can change the incidents that keep occurring in your life by saying, I was there. I did it. I made that decision. I chose not to turn away. I was disobedient. I rebelled. I was in rebellion. I created the issue. And because I did all of that, I can put forth the actions which will change how I respond, how I plan, how I believe, how I conduct myself to bring myself from the eye of rebellion, the eye of violation, to the eye of liberty, the eye of victory, the eye, hallelujah, of destiny. I was there. Glory. And I take accountability for it. And I give my life to Jesus. And I take accountability for living right. There's even an I in right. After I give, even an I in give, my life, even an I in life, to Christ, even an I in Christ. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Isn't this a great word today? Not to tell you, I didn't even know all those I's were going to come up. God is so great. He affirmed his word, even an I in affirmation. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, for this 15 minutes of hot manna for our souls on daily fire, even an I in daily fire. Lord, today we are dealing with the I in sin. The fact that we are present in every situation of disobedience, every instance of rebellion, every violation, we're present. And because we've been present, we also have the ability now, even an eye, an ability to liberate ourselves and to move forward into destiny, Lord. Help us to stop deflecting. Help us to stop blaming others, even an eye in blaming. Help us, Lord, to take on accountability. I did it so I can fix it, even an eye in fix. Help us, Lord, now. From this day forward, glory, to move forward in accountability for how we live our lives, because you desire, even an eye in desire, for us to live our best lives every day. Now, Father, Bless everyone listening. Bless them, Father, right now, all day long, all week long. Father, just send down, rain down, even in iron rain. Rain down your blessings on them. In Jesus' name we pray. Let everyone just say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. I thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to give the altar call and then I'll end with our task for today. But I want you to keep on praising him. Just say, I will deal with my sin. Hallelujah. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Hallelujah. Even an eye in forgiveness. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior, even an I am Savior. I ask you, I rededicate my life to you in the name of Jesus. And now I confess that I am saved. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family. Everybody say, I will deal with the I in my sin. Say it again, I will deal with the I in my sin. Now, remember, I want you to get into the Word, all of those announcements I gave you, our church address, the information about the awards ceremony on Saturday is on my website, fieldthefire.com. I don't have time to go over it in detail today because we only have 15 minutes, but go there. I'd love to have you. My pastor and First Lady, Pastor Errol Cooper Sr. and Lady Tony Cooper, we'd love to have you worship with us at 11 a.m. at First Deliverance Church of Christ this Sunday. First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, I'm sorry, this Sunday. Now, our topic for today, it's dealing with the I in sin. Your task for today, because you've already repented, you've already given your life to Christ, you've already asked for forgiveness, is now to take accountability from this point forward for what you do. And if you do wrong, if you mess up, if you sin, don't blame it on anyone else. Just say, I did it. I did it. I messed up. And then go to God and ask forgiveness. If you will do this, you will move yourself forward from the I in sin to the I in victory, the I in liberty, and the I in destiny. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Move forward. Take control of the I in your life. Woo!
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
In these hands and multiply, God, all that I am and find my heart on the altar again, set me on fire.